Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ramble.
Pretty Basic.
Welcome back, Pretty Basic listeners.
Hello, everybody. I feel like every episode at the beginning, it sounds the same.
I know. That's why I was trying to change it up.
I was listening to the most recent episode and I thought that you were talking. Turns out it's me. I don't even know my own voice. Who am I?
I feel like our voices are very distinct, though.
I thought so, too, until today.
I wonder if people listening can easily distinguish us, even if they don't watch our videos.
Ooh, tweet us. Let us know.
Let me know.
Thank you.
My Twitter is at Alicia Marie.
Mine is at Miss Remy Ashton, I think.
Sorry, I'm dying that you don't know.
I don't know. I have too many accounts for everything. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Miss Remy Ashton. Let me check.
Thank you. It is perfect. Thank you.
It confirmed. It is at Miss Remy Ashton.
At Miss Remy Ashton. You can also follow me on Instagram on at Miss Remy Ashton, at Miss Remy Bloopers, at Miss Remy. Like, there's too many.
You do have a lot. Anyways, this is a podcast episode we've been really wanting to do for quite a while now.
We are going to spill the tea.
She's spilling it.
I'm spilling it. I'm doing the motion right now. You can't see it. I'm spilling the tea.
Basically, we just wanted to talk to you guys and give you a little insight on how influencer branded trips work.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is something that so many people have questions about.
Yeah. Well, I think it's such a foreign concept. It's a really weird thing. And honestly, brand trips really came to be like a couple years ago, but I feel like just 2018 in general was a huge thing.
I've done so many now, it's crazy. So just a little backstory though, if you guys don't know, maybe you're even new to this podcast. Hi, I'm Alicia.
Hi, I'm Remy.
Both of us are YouTubers, and with YouTube and social media and Instagram,
being an influencer.
Yeah, being an influencer, there's this new trend basically where brands will send, let's say, 10, 20 influencers on a luxurious, extravagant,
with a capital E,
freaking like Beyonce status,
yeah,
trip. And mm-hmm. It could be the Bahamas. It could be Bora Bora. It could be Paris. It could be Dubai. Like mm-hmm. It's endless. And so many people always have questions about it because it's like, okay, wait, well, do you pay for it? Why is it free? Why are they even bringing you? How do you get invited?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. But yeah, I feel like you said, 2018 was a big year for them.
It was the year of the brand trips.
Actually, I think my first ever brand trip was 2018.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, mine was 2017, but like 9 out of the 10 were definitely this year.
That's so crazy.
All right, so let's kick off this episode. We actually tweeted out to you guys and asked us, speaking of Twitter, to ask us some questions, because the thing is, we know what happens, obviously, we know how it goes on, but then when we ask you guys to ask us questions, there are so many things you ask that our brains haven't even thought of.
Okay, I have some questions here, and this one is from Kale.
Mm.
Love the name.
Like the spinach?
I'm assuming,
like
I don't know.
Salad green?
It looks like the name, but okay. She says, why are brand trips always a big, quote, secret thing?
Ooh.
And there was another question. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, right here. This is from May, M-E-Y. And both of our dogs' middle name is May, if you're wondering.
Daisy May, Chloe May.
And she's saying, why can't you say anything about the trip earlier? It's always like, I'm so excited for this upcoming trip. I can't say anything now. Love you guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess I didn't even realize how we do that.
Honestly, I don't think that there's any NDAs signed with trips before where you're not really allowed to. For me personally, I even like not even a brand trip, but like we just went on a trip to Big Bear with our friends, and it was a Vlogmas trip where we just went up and we like vlogged together, and it was really fun and went skiing and snowboarding and stuff. But I just kind of like follow other people, and if I watch someone else's vlog, whether it's a brand trip or just a fun trip or like whatever we're doing, even if it's like you and I are taking a weekend trip to Palm Springs, mm-hmm. if I watch your vlog and I'm like, oh, and you say, oh, like it's a secret, I'm like, okay, it's a secret. Like I don't want to be the one to spill the beans first. So then it's kind of just like I follow what everyone else does.
But I think because back in the day, I think a lot of us YouTubers would say, hey guys, I'm going to Palm Springs next week. And then you would see shopping for Palm Springs or packing for Palm Springs. But then I think it just became a routine for most of us to say that it's a surprise secret. And because it's a little more exciting to do this huge announcement.
Yeah. While you're listening to this episode right now, if you listen to it the week that we put it up, you and I are in Hawaii at this time on the beach with a Mai Tai in our hands. But like I've gone on many live streams and things. I'm like, oh, there's a really big trip coming at the end of the year. But for no other reason than you haven't told people. So I don't want to be the first person to say it just in case you're keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
Even though I could easily text you, be like, hey, is this a secret? And you'd probably be like, no, I'm just like, it's this weird thing that it's kind of instilled in us because it just kind of happens.
I feel like there's no reason to hide it most of the time. I'm sorry if that's annoying, guys. But
also though, side note, a big thing, usually brands have a brand trip. It's not just like for fun. It's usually surrounding the launch of a new product or the launch of something. So that's usually what it is. And that usually is a secret though. Mm-hmm. That usually is where it is. So it's like, and sometimes like the products usually correlate with where you're going. So for instance, I went on a trip to Hawaii with Garnier at the top of last year or 2018. And it was promoting a bunch of different products. Like for one thing, it was like a volcanic ash like product. So we went like and did a helicopter over like the volcanoes. And, like it was really, really cool. Like a charcoal mask. So it always kind of like correlates with the product. And a lot of times like the product launch itself is a secret until you get there. So that's kind of why you don't want to say like, oh, I'm going to this place because it could have to do with the product.
Yeah, I think a lot of times. So there are contracts when you're invited, a brand invites you to a trip. Mm-hmm. And if you agree, you have to sign a contract. And a lot of times there's so many things about like not saying certain things. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us just get scared. So we're like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's a surprise. Like, you know what I mean?
Are there NDAs within those contracts? I don't think so.
I mean, we should know because we're signing.
I know. I'm a little. But, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Yeah. Okay. This question I think is good because we can kind of go over everything. But this is from Jessica. And she said, literally everything. Can you give us a spiel of what it's like? How does it happen? Why are specific people invited and certain ones aren't? Who determines who's invited? How much of it is paid for? Do you have to pay for anything? It just can't be a free trip, right?
right?
Like, why? What's the point?
Those are good questions.
These are great questions. So long story short, it's different for every single brand.
Let's go through each question.
Okay, cool. So the first thing is like, why are specific people invited and other ones aren't?
With my past experience, I've been on one brand trip before where they were, granted, I don't work for a brand, so I don't know all the thought process that goes into it, but I do have a friend who works for a brand and I was talking to her and just asking questions, and they are they're very aware of who they invite. And she told me that when they're planning their lists, they also take into account this person doesn't like publicly has beef with this person, so they're not going to put both of them on the same trip and this and that, like things there's a lot of thought that goes into it. So I think, you know, on the brand side, they do all that thinking, whereas for me, I've been on a trip before where it was this really awesome thing where they invited like fitness people, like beauty people, lifestyle people, like so many different people. And
genres.
They like made it very, I remember she gave a
like diverse.
Yeah. I remember someone, the founder gave a speech at the beginning, was like, you guys are all here for your own reasons. And like, we want you, because the thing is when we go to BeautyCon, we meet other like beauty influencers. And then, you know, the fitness people, I'm sure they meet their fitness influencers and things like that. Whereas we don't really get a chance to meet everybody. Mm-hmm. And on that specific trip, I made so many friends with like so many, like people that I love from YouTube, but I would never have met before. And like same with like VidCon and things, like you finally get to meet just a plethora of other genres.
And what's interesting is it's so like, this is the number one thing to keep in mind this whole episode. It's so different for every single brand.
Mm-hmm.
Some brands want all makeup people. Some brands want everyone to be so different.
Yeah.
Some people want like, it's just so interesting. So I think there's so many times where us YouTubers talk and we're like, wait, you got invited. Like, why didn't I get invited?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just like, you're not invited to the party. You're like, what's wrong with
me? Yeah. It's easy to take things personal, but you really just have to realize like there's so many different factors. So yeah, to summarize that, the brand chooses. We don't even know. Sometimes you like, you barely even know who's behind the brand.
Oh yeah. And like also, and not every trip do you get to bring a plus one, but a lot of times people do have opportunities to bring plus ones. So like I've gone with you as plus ones mm-hmm. on trips. I've brought like Tiff on trips.
So I think that's something too, because I remember we did one trip where I brought Mia, you brought Tiff, mm-hmm. and it probably looked like all four of us were invited. Yeah. But in reality, we just brought you guys as plus ones.
Yeah. And also the thing is, I mean, I guess we'll get more into this later, but the reason why we're allowed to bring plus ones is because we are there to capture content. And so you're allowed to bring a plus one because, you know, we can't really take photos on our own. So a lot of girls will bring like their boyfriends who are like Instagram boyfriends or this or that. But, you know, both of us are singles and we bring
single
our friends.
Girls over her.
Okay, guys, can we just take 2 seconds and talk about the struggle of finding workout clothes that are affordable and inexpensive, but also super cute and trendy? Yeah, it's a struggle, but look no further. Shout out to our next sponsor, which is Fabletics. Honestly, I don't know if you guys have heard of them or not, but I actually really, really like them. Rim and I work out all the time together. But I love how they actually have cute and affordable workout clothes. I don't know why it's such a struggle for other brands to get on this. And fun fact, it was actually co-founded by actress Kate Hudson, and she's amazing. Love her. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. One of my favorite movies ever. So it's super easy. You take an online quiz and you get a personalized outfit recommendation. And then there are thousands of styles that are curated just for you. And I love that they let you check out as a guest if you want to do a one-time purchase, or you can become a VIP, which has some really awesome perks like discounts and all of that fun stuff. But super exciting, but they're actually offering you guys 2 leggings for only $24. And I love how they have every type of athletic wear, whether it's yoga, running, gym gear, sports bras, shoes, accessories. Like there's so much, so you only have to shop here for all of your workout clothes. And you get free shipping on all orders, $49 or more. And don't worry, international shipping is available. So again, you can get 2 pairs of leggings for only $24, which is almost half the price of 1 pair of Lorna Jane leggings. That's crazy. Again, get 2 leggings for only $24, which is a $99 value when you sign up for a VIP membership. All you have to do is go to fabletics.com/basic. That's fabletics.com/basic to get 2 leggings for only $24.
How much of it do you pay for, or is it all free?
Dun, 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 the big question. I mean, we don't pay for anything unless we go do our own thing outside of brand trips. We don't pay for anything.
Yeah, I will say 95 to 100% of it is free. Yeah. And I think this is where people get so confused. They're like, wait, what? I mean, yeah. There's been a few trips where I've been on where I had to pay for my own meal maybe. Yeah. Or, you know,
I mean,
something
like shopping
that.
In Paris and like, you know, who we yeah. went with didn't cover our shopping.
Yeah. So, but I will say most of the time it is 100% free, especially if it's like an inclusive resort. You know, yeah. they'll have everything charged to the room is free and stuff. And everyone right now listening is like, why?
Oh my God, it's
They're
the
like,
craziest thing.
What's the point of this? And I think that's
that's kind of what we want to get into in this episode.
Yeah, though. We'll definitely get there because I've finally, after a year of going on these things, I've fully come to the reasonings of why these exist. Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty good. But mm-hmm. we'll get there. Keep it. We'll answer some more questions first.
We're just really teasing them.
I know. No, I think it's so interesting. Okay, wait. So yes, it's a free, quote, free trip. However, we are working.
Yeah. Well, there are times where I've gone on trips and they are just free and like in, you know, compensation for going on the trip and for the posts and the social aspect is, you know, the food and the stay and they're the board and travels and everything like that. But there have also been trips where I've actually been paid to go as well. And I know that's also a thing for a lot of people too.
Well, that was a question someone had. I'm going to try to find it. But basically they were saying like, do you get paid to go or is mm-hmm. it just a free trip?
99% of the time it's just a trip. Mm-hmm. But and like your compensation is the social post. That's just kind of like the transactional aspect of it is that you are being paid to go and they're covering this, but you're making up for it in social posts.
Okay. So speaking about plus ones, because we kind of touched on that. Nicole is wondering if you can bring a plus one, do you have to pay for them or does the brand cover all of their expenses as well?
I've only brought plus ones where I was allowed to bring a plus one personally. And
oh, really?
Yeah. Well, so then they cover that. But I do know sometimes when I go on brand trips, they allow you to bring someone, but you do have to cover. They're like, oh, they can stay in your room. I mean, the room is open. It's your room. So if you want to bring someone, but then you need to cover their food and their travel. I've never done that, but you can.
Yeah. Most of mine, I feel like I usually get a plus one, but if I don't, a lot of times I'll just pay for their ticket mm-hmm. because the brand usually doesn't care once they're there, mm-hmm. but they just don't want to have to pay for their ticket
yeah,
because that's still separate.
Total sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's been a few times I've like flown out Ashley to go with me for something, mm-hmm. but yes. Next question. Freedom and Peace asks, is it a contract? Which we already said, yes, there is. Like, Is it to where you can't leave early even if you're having a horrible time?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
In complete 100% honesty, I don't think in the contract you have to stay a certain amount of time. I think it's the contract is more you will post this much, you will do this. Like, this is like the socials that we are essentially paying you for. So if you, you know, let's say you have a contract, let's say you have 5 Instagrams that you have to post, which I just, you know, just making that up. But let's say like, yeah, we'll take you on this trip. You have to post 5 Instagrams. If you get there on the first day, you get all 5 Instagrams done and approved and whatever, and then you're having the worst time ever, I think you would be allowed to go home.
I think so. Well, and honestly, like keeping it even more, I think all the brands we've worked with have been so amazing. Incredible. If you were to talk to them and be like, hey, I really want to go home, they would, the ones we've worked with would never like force you to stay there.
Yeah, they want you to have a good time. Yeah, no, honestly, I really don't think that anybody would be forced to stay anywhere if you don't want to be there. Or even if you get sick or something. I've been on brand trips where people get sick and they just go home. Yeah, no, totally.
Where are some places you've been that are like branded trips?
I've been to like New York. I got to go to Bora Bora. We went to Bora Bora together. We went to Paris together.
Paris.
Vegas. I've been to Hawaii. So many like, amazing places. Whenever somebody asks me like, what's the coolest place you've been? It's always a brand trip because they're the coolest places ever.
Well, and what's really cool is they go all out. So you get to see it in such a different way. Like I would have never gone to Bora Bora in my life if it wasn't for a branded trip.
Oh, same.
And I'm so thankful for that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes it hard. This is going to sound like such a first world problem, and I'm totally putting that out there already.
Yeah.
But it's hard when, you know, you're really busy and you want to pass, but it's such a lifelong dream you've had. So you're like, oh, I have to make this work because like what if it never comes out. Again?
Yeah. Where have you been on brand trips?
Oh,
Miss Yacht Week.
Oh, yeah. I did Yacht Week in Greece. I didn't know. I didn't know what Yacht Week was. I didn't realize I was going to be living on a boat for a week.
I would have been puking off the side of the ship the whole week.
You know, surprisingly, that wasn't too bad. But yeah, so like you just never know what's in store until you literally get there and then you pull up what you think is a hotel and then it's a boat. And you're like, oh.
Oh, it's Yacht Week.
It's Yacht Week. Yeah, so went to Greece. That was such an experience. Again, would have never done it if it wasn't for our brand. Bora Bora, which was amazing. Paris, which was definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, me too. All right, guys, we're just going to pause this episode really quickly to talk to you about Calm App. So we all know that it is the top of the new year and, you know, lots of resolutions come. And one for me this year is actually to focus on meditating more and manifesting and just kind of working on that side of my life. So I feel like the Calm App is just perfect for that.
Fun fact, I actually have trouble sleeping a lot, so it helps to have like white noise. And I actually really like listening to it because it makes it easier to kind of focus. My thoughts can go everywhere and I feel like I can think about everything when I'm trying to relax and go to bed. So you can listen to the app and it is just really relaxing and I feel like it helps me fall asleep so easily.
And if you guys head to calm.com/basic, you can get 25% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programs, including sleep stories. They even have bedtime stories for adults, which is really cute.
No, low key. It's amazing.
Which are all designed to help you relax before you doze off.
There's guided meditations for things like anxiety or stress or focusing or, like I said, just trying to fall asleep.
And what I love is that there's actually a new meditation each day called the Daily Calm, which is great because I just wake up and I can practice and it's just something that I want to keep going throughout the whole year.
For a limited time, Pretty Basic listeners get 25% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/basic. That's calm.com/basic.
Get unlimited access to all of Calm's content today at calm.com/basic. Give yourself the gift of calm this New Year's. Seriously, it might change your life. Okay, so I want to know, what was your first brand trip ever and how, like the whole experience, how was that for you?
Okay. So my first one was actually in 2018, top of it. And I am not kidding. It's just known that these makeup and beauty brands put on such amazing trips. And I would always watch and see people going on them. I always felt so left out. I was like, when am I going to be invited? Like, mm-hmm. I would do anything to go. And
take my left kidney.
Literally, like, what do you want from me? I will go. This is such a lifetime opportunity. And I get an email.
I remember.
All I see is Trippin' with Tarte. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I'm literally, oh, what? And I open it and it says that they're going to Bora Bora and that I was invited if I want to come. I scream so loud. I'm freaking out. And then I literally say yes. I didn't even see when it was. I was like, yes. I don't even know what I have to do. Yes. Like I will
kidney,
be there.
Left kidney.
Literally. And I was so excited. I was genuinely so excited.
I remember we were on the Stairmaster at Equinox and she looks at me and she's like, hey, did you hear about like Trippin' with Tart? We're going to Bora Bora. I was like, what? I was like, I wasn't invited and I was so, so sad. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I want to go so badly. Like, I will give my kidney for this. And then literally like 2 hours later, Colette was like, hey, by the way, you got an invite. I've just been like reading through it. Sorry, it's a little late, this and that. I was like, oh my God, I want to go too.
Oh my gosh.
Walk us through. So what was that like? What the whole experience and everything?
The experience was amazing. And I mean, so actually something that hilarious that happened in Bora Bora was I was looking forward to jet skiing so much. That's the only thing I wanted to do. I was so excited. And the day we were going to go, it starts storming, mm-hmm. like actually full freaking storm. So we have to postpone it. Long story short, it's the last day. We're leaving for the airport later that day. And we had a little bit of a window in the morning. And I was like, guys, we got to do this. So we wake up super early. We go jet skiing. Beautiful. I have footage. I didn't really put it anywhere. I think I put it in like a vlog or something, but so beautiful, so much fun. We're taking photos. We're like, picture like slow-mo laughing as we're like riding jet skis. I remember I tried to take like a hot pic of me on it. And it
no,
so
not you.
Bad.
You made me take it of you and I couldn't do it. Oh, keep in mind, everybody had a partner on the jet skis, but for some reason I was like, I'm going to do it solo. So I did it by myself. Everybody had a partner.
Oh, Tiff wanted to go on her own.
It was you and Mia. And then Tiff was with somebody else, and then Maddie Bragg was with her friend, and it was just us.
Wait, why were you by yourself?
I don't know. Most stupid decision I've ever made when I almost died.
Anyways. long story short, it's, you know, the weather starts picking up a little bit.
They told us it was going to storm at like 4 p.m. and it was like noon. So we're like, oh yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We weren't fine.
Long story short, within the matter of 10 minutes, the sky is like black.
I've never seen, I don't know if you remember this, I have never seen, I guess I've never thought about it, but like when it's raining, the rain eventually stops at some point, like in like the proximity of the sky. Like the rain stops at one point. I was literally in between where the rain was stopping and then there was no rain. Like it was like like a shower. Like I was like watching a shower, but like dry. Do you know
oh
what
my
I mean?
Gosh. Yeah,
it was
the weirdest
thing I've ever seen. Anyways, it was storming and I almost died.
Well, also, it literally becomes crazy. Remy's by herself. She's so far back. We lose the group at one point. All you could see, maybe like 5 feet in front of you, was just white fog. Me and I were freaking out. I look behind me. I can't even see you. And then I would finally see you every now and then. And we would always hang back because we were the last two.
Yeah, you guys were so nice.
We were like, we need to stay together. And long story short, we barely get back. I don't know how we survived. And
you're not giving all the details. It was raining so hard.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going like 40 miles per hour on these jet skis. Me by myself. And as you're going, obviously, full speed ahead through the rain, it's pelting you. I was hysterically sobbing. I couldn't open my eyes because also the salinity level of the ocean is higher there. So like ocean salt water is getting my eyes. I can't see. I lose a contact, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I am blind. I should be actually legally blind. Like my vision is so bad. And so I couldn't see. I had one eye squinting. The other, I was being pelted by rain. I was hysterically sobbing. I almost lost my Cartier ring, which would have been so sad. I was holding on for dear life. Oh my God. I had my phone. Tarte gave us like this really cute backpack when we got on the plane with like a bunch of cute little things in there of like a neck pillow for the flight and like a coloring book. And then there was like this fun little like phone pouch where you could put your phone in so it stays waterproof because we're going to Bora Bora. I had my phone like wrapped around my neck, but we're going so fast. The thing flew off. I could feel like the cord breaking and my phone like leaving my body. And I just like scream, one hand on the jet ski, grab my phone, like shove it in that pocket thing that's like in between your legs. And I'm behind all my tears. And then we get off and everyone was like, oh my God, so fun. I was still sobbing. I couldn't breathe. My nose was like snotting.
Here's the thing, because the rain hurt so bad, you couldn't go fast because it hurt so bad. But then if you went slow, literally it was like
you were getting like
water
motion
would come
sickness.
Up. Yeah, the water would come up and like drench you because of the waves. So there was it was like a lose-lose no matter what. And we finally get back, all of us somehow in one piece.
Yeah.
We get back and we go, wow, like that was crazy. And everyone keeps using the word cyclone. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting word.
Like a cyclone.
Wow, throwback. And we find out that people
literally
were like,
we were in a cyclone.
Yeah. The leader of the jet ski people.
The one
like,
that left us to die. Yeah, him. Yeah. He left us in a cyclone.
literally they say, yeah, it was an actual cyclone. And I was like, Rem, we were in the middle of that.
Everyone was like, oh my God, so fun. I was like behind my tears. 2018 tried us every month. We can go through every month. Right then, that was the cyclone. Natural disaster cyclone tried us.
Yeah, so that happened. We also went to Paris. That was my other favorite one.
Oh my God.
With Benefit.
It was the most amazing trip. We stayed in a castle.
A literal castle in Lyon, France.
Lyon. That was the, all these trips are so crazy. And every time we're there, we're just like, what is happening? And why us, honestly?
No, we are honestly so grateful for even being invited to any of these.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is also, I feel like we didn't really talk about this, but it is, I know people, it's such a weird thing. And even people in my real life, my real friends and people that, don't do social media as a job, are always just so confused by it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have to explain it.
We get confused by it.
Well, first of all, yes, that. Second of all, also, it at the end of the day, I know it sounds so weird and it is transactional. You are working on these trips and yes, they're so fun and you're spoiled beyond belief. But at the same time, I was trying to think of it in when I explain it to my friends, I like to try and relate it to them. And so I was thinking about how my dad, for instance, he works in sales, and growing up, a big part of his job is networking with clients and things like that. He'd always talk about clients and this. And
I
was
schmoozing
always, I was always really confused. I was like, so what'd you do for work today? He's like, well, I went golfing with my clients.
You're like, that's not work.
I was like, are you working really? He's like, no, believe it or not, I am working. A part of his job is building these relationships with these clients and these brands and things like that. So it's kind of similar in that sense where we are building relationships with these brands and it is transactional in a sense where they're not always paying us to go, but the form of payment for our work, which is posting on Instagram or stories or whatever, is this trip.
You guys, I am so excited to talk about this next sponsor. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know that I am actually obsessed with my Third Love bra. Remy always makes fun of me for it. I don't know why. I literally bring that thing. I bring it everywhere. Every trip we go on, I bring it with me. And here's why it's so awesome. If you haven't heard the other episodes, I'll give you the rundown. But basically, everyone has different shape boobs. Can I just be that blunt? I think I can. We all do, Someone who's a 32B could be very different than another 32B, but why are we all trying to fit the same bra? You know what I mean? So you take this quiz. It's super fun. It's super easy. And it tells you if you're a half size or what shape bra you need, because again, shape matters, right? I found out that I am a half size. I had no idea that was even a thing until Third Love. And I think it's awesome because I would have never known that I was a half size if I didn't take this quiz. And over 10 million other women have taken this quiz to date, which I think is really awesome. I get excited just because I genuinely love it and I think everyone should try it out. I also found out, and they have cups from A all the way through H with bands up to 48, which is awesome. So whatever size you are, they have you covered. It genuinely is my favorite bra because it's so comfortable. And shopping online can be a little intimidating because what if it doesn't fit? But they actually have a 100% fit guarantee. So if you don't like it, if you don't love it, it doesn't matter. All the returns and exchanges are completely free and easy. And super exciting, right now, Third Love is actually offering you guys 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/basic to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/basic for 15% off today.
Going back to the very beginning of this, I think a lot of people wonder, why does this happen in the first place? If you think about it, when brands send you on these super luxurious trips, even if you don't have to from your contract post, you want to because you're in a castle in France. You
know
what I mean?
Oh my God, we're getting on the plane and there's a backpack with a cute neck pillow. You're like, oh my gosh, I want a picture with this.
So I think that's where, obviously it benefits the brand because you're posting so much, even more than enough than what your contract requires you to, because usually it's post X amount of posts or stories or maybe mm-hmm. do a vlog, which it's different for every single one. So it's not like every single time you have to do 5 Instagrams, 5 vlogs or anything like that. It's just it could be anything. So I think that's where it also varies.
I think also something interesting that I actually just learned more recently from this year of going on brand trips is that brands have budgets for everything. And mm-hmm. a big budget is, what is
advertising?
Advertising,
marketing,
yeah.
Advertising.
Marketing. So, in the past, a lot of brands would have let's say, I honestly don't even know what their budgets are, but X amount of money, what are we going to do with this? And in the past, it's let's hire this celebrity to be the face of this brand or mm-hmm. to market this product. Whereas now, they see the potential in digital marketing and influencing with us. So instead of, you know, just hiring, like, I don't know why, but Justin Timberlake's on my brain. Instead of getting Justin Timberlake to promote, you know, the new mascara, they're like, oh, well, we could take this budget, break it down by 10 and have 10 different influencers come and spread word almost, not more, because obviously we don't have as many followers as Justin Timberlake, but, you know, we're reaching different audiences by having a fitness person, by having a lifestyle. We all have different audiences. So by spreading it out like that, you reach more people.
And that's to a T what influencer marketing is. And if you're in marketing or business or anything like, that is what this business is, which is so weird because we just started as two girls in our bedrooms with
our
makeup.
MacBook webcams.
So it's crazy and it's different. So it is weird how it does get that way. But this is like, I guess this is the real, like, quote, tea of this, and like, why do these happen in the first place? Because I think it does look not fair or stupid or a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it more on the business side, a brand could pay over $1 million, keep in mind, $1 million, a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah.
For 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Or they can take that money, go to the Maldives, Bora Bora, France, Spain, wherever, the most dream destination trip you could ever do, and bring 50 people and pay them with that.
Also, just like a side note that I thought of just now, is that Super Bowl commercial. Yeah, that plays once live during the Super Bowl, and then maybe it'll play again after. But with us, if we were to upload a vlog, it's kind of evergreen. Like, people are always going to be finding that. So it's honestly, I mean, it's two different types of investments, but it's kind of like the longevity of it. Yeah. Is a little.
So I think when people think of a Super Bowl ad, they see it as like, oh no, like, that's huge. You
it
know
is
what I mean?
Huge. It is.
And people, it's hard for people to understand why these luxurious trips are like that. So it's basically, you know, them choosing to put their money there instead of a Super Bowl ad. And it's basically, you know, instead of doing, let's say they had a small budget, and instead of paying an influencer to do like a dedicated video, with that same amount of money, they can bring 20 people to the Maldives or Hawaii, and they'll post more than expected because they're on this luxurious trip.
I think that's why brands.
It's freaking smart.
We really don't know you guys, honestly. Like, we get to go, but half the time we're confused. Most of the time we're so confused. But obviously, it's working for these brands because brands keep doing trips.
Yeah, and we're getting them content.
Obviously, we're not invited to every trip, but like, we've been invited to enough to kind of learn the ropes and why we're there, because when we're there, trust us, we're always like, why?
Like, we're like,
why
are we just happening? Little like guinea pigs? Like, why are we here?
Yeah, like little social experiments. Yeah. But obviously for brands, and like, I just as a viewer watch other people go on brand trips and I watch their vlogs. I'm like, oh my God, now I want to try this if they're doing this and that. And it's honestly, it is really smart of them.
I will say, just giving us some credit here too, we have passed on things that we don't believe in. So it's not just like, oh my God, any brand can bring us anywhere and we'll like go and love the product.
Oh yeah, I have
that,
to love
that
the
was a few
brand.
Questions in Twitter. People were like, do you actually like, are you only saying good things because they're bringing you to this luxurious destination?
Oh, no.
I know I have, I'm sure you have too, like passed on things when you're like, no, like I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go because
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. I mean,
Again, going back to the whole like building, just like my dad is building a relationship with his clients, I want to build relationships with brands that I truly love and I believe in. So, you know, and I support, and like I become actual friends with the people that are working with the brand and things like that. Like it is a mutual relationship.
And then I think this is where it also kind of gets weird. And I think we're both very, well, I think most influencers should be aware that the sole only reason why you're there is because you have followers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it kind of sucks thinking about it that way, but I think it's also good to be aware of that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are like, that's not fair that you get to go. And it's like, yeah, but I wouldn't be going if I didn't have a following.
That's true.
You know? So I think that's where it does get more like, no, it is a
and then when it
working
boils,
trip.
When it boils down, it is solely transactional. Like you need to post this much. Yeah. You're going to post this much. And yeah, like that's not to diminish your relationships that you build with these brands and people and everything like that. But at the end of the day, that is what it is.
And instead of them paying us with money, they're paying with
experiences,
suite in a castle or something like that. You know, I will say, and this kind of goes back to just like life in general. And it's one of those things where I feel like I always saw people doing stuff like this and I was like, wow, that's so amazing. I wish I was them. It looks amazing, blah, blah, blah. On every single brand trip that I've been on, I've always had a moment of, I'm here. Like, I'm on a yacht in Greece. Like, to some people, they would die to be there. And I was like, that didn't just, quote, make me, like, happy. You know what I mean? Like, when you're thinking like deep, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, people live this way every single weekend. Like, I would get tired of that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You don't know what I mean?
No, I'm confused.
Okay, my point being, with all like every single luxurious trip that like I've been on, I feel like I always have a moment where I sit and think to myself like, wow, this, you would think that this would be the end all for so many people.
I mean, I have been to Hawaii on a brand trip and did like dirt. I did dirt bike thingies and I was crying because I love ATVs. That's what they're called. Love being so athletic. Yeah, I've been on brand trips and like that was, and I like danced at this like private luau and had like the best time ever. But then I've also been with my best friend, just like staying in an Airbnb, hanging out, like driving around to the beach. And like I had a great time then too. Like brand trips are amazing and such a blessing to be on. And I'm so forever grateful. I know you are. We all are so grateful to be there. And we all have these like aha moments of like, oh my God, we're here. Like they chose us and everything like that. But like, you know, I can have just as much fun just with my friends on a beach doing nothing.
Exactly. And I think it's so funny from being on one side and just seeing that and being like, wow, I wish just one day that could happen to me. But then also realizing like some of my favorite trip moments ever in my life are actually just like with my friends and like having good moments. And you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, can I ask one more question?
Yeah. For you?
What is like your favorite memory from a trip that you've been on, a brand trip? Because I know exactly what mine is right now when you're talking. Like my heart is feeling so warm right now.
Well, me too, but I'm hoping it's the same.
Me too.
Well, this one time in Paris.
Oh my God, me too.
I was with my friend Rome.
I was with my friend Loshi.
And we were waiting for a car to go to the airport and we were just laying on these lawn chairs.
Oh my God, I was going to say a different memory of Paris. Okay, sorry. We were saying laying on lawn chairs.
Oh, the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, I was going to say the Eiffel Tower.
I'm going to go with the Eiffel Tower.
Wait, can we tell the story about the lawn chairs, though? Is when we... Sorry, I didn't mean that. Taking your story. We just had this hilarious moment on the lawn chairs, but, like, it was a moment between us that we like, wanted to share on the podcast, but, like, also, I think we should actually keep that one for just us. But the best part is when we were demoing this podcast.
yeah.
We like made a list of like everything we wanted to talk about, and for some reason we wanted to talk about the lawn. Well, not for some reason, we wanted to talk about the lawn chairs. And so Kristen, our producer, asked us like before just like mock up this like little like synopsis of what we wanted to talk about, and all we wrote on there was lawn chairs.
Well, we wrote a list in our phone of like points before we started recording, and for instance, one was like my burnout, Remy's weight loss, different things,
and
like
we
that.
Just put lawn chairs.
We put lawn chairs.
I remember when we walked in the studio, Kristen like had written out all the stuff and like printed it out in like these nice sheets.
Oh
for
my
us,
God,
and
yeah.
She was like, okay, so you want to talk about Remy's weight loss? We want to talk about Leisha's burnout. She's like, you put lawn chairs, but like we don't know what that means, and we're like, we got it.
The
Eiffel Tower.
That was a good moment.
Was it the dinner? It was our last night, wasn't it?
It was our last night in Paris, and we raced and we like got all comfy. I remember I brought hot Cheetos. And we raced to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. That's right.
We raced there to catch the last lighting.
Well, I remember we got there, we had Googled it, and I think the last, it plays, the light show goes on for like 15 minutes at like the...
Every hour.
So yeah, and I think we got there and it was literally like it was our last night in Paris, the last time we could possibly see it was like 1 a.m. or something like that. And we made it there, we sat down and we had like the best heart-to-heart ever. And then I remember the lights came on and we like took our phones out because it was just like our lives. Yeah. And I remember I was like, you get one video, I get one video. And then we put our phones away and we did that and we just watched the light show. And then we weren't sure though if it was going to go on one more time because Google was really confusing with the paragraph of how it explained it. And so we stayed there for another like hour or so just waiting to see if it was going to come on or not. We just like talked and had like a great heart to heart. It ended up never coming on again. But we saw the last one and it was great. And honestly, like one of my favorite friendship moments of ours ever.
I will fully agree with
and
that.
And then we saw the rat there that was like Remy from Ratatouille.
No. We see a rat and Remy's like, oh my God, Ratatouille. And I'm like, nope, we gotta go. We're done. It literally came so close to us.
It was so cute.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, that was my favorite brand trip memory ever.
Oh my God. And I said the lawn chair. Well, yeah.
Same thing. The lawn chairs was hilarious too.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, I hope that gave you guys a little insight to
Brand trips. Hope you're all having a wonderful start to your year. Hope you're keeping up your resolutions.
Yeah, girl.
How long till we all drop them? We'll see.
No.
Oh.
We're all keeping them all year.
Just kidding.
Anyways, don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more Pretty Basic, and follow us on Instagram,
Pretty Basic Podcast.
Get it.
And be sure to keep listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.